Hi everyone, thank you for joining the June 28th afternoon media briefing. It's 1:30 p.m. this afternoon. My name is Elise Thatcher and I'm the Northwestern Colorado Communications Manager for CDOT. Today we have an update on cleanup efforts in Glenwood Canyon. This is between exit 116 Glenwood Springs and 133 at Dots Arrow. We've got a couple of folks with us today to explain what's been taking place today and efforts to reopen the roadway. We had mentioned we're hoping to reopen eastbound traffic today and possibly westbound. So first I'm going to hand it off to Fred Cummings. He's one of our maintenance deputy superintendents. Please note that in the chat, I've included everyone's names and titles as well as the link for the media kit. First, I'm going to hand it over to Fred for an update on what's taken place today. Go ahead, Fred.
Thanks, Elise. Good afternoon, everybody. So, you know our closure points. We are closed currently at the 133 westbound Dots Arrow and mile mark 87 or exit 87 West Rifle. Today we were hoping for 12 p.m. opening, but we came across a couple plugged drains. So we secured a vac truck. We now have the drains opened and have a couple water trucks cleaning that mud off the road. That debris flow tends to be a little slick. So we wanted to get that washed off and currently brooming, and we're hoping for a mid to late afternoon on eastbound open. So once we get eastbound open, we have the debris removed from westbound up top, and we'll take those resources that we got down eastbound, move them up top, and it's probably going to be a mid to late evening opening on westbound. Wanted you to know our resources there. We have 24 folks, eight of those people manning the closures. We've got 12 trucks with operators operating right now. Three loaders, one excavator with operators. And that about covers our resources. So any questions?
I'm gonna steal the mic back away from Fred here for just a quick moment before we take questions. Thanks, Fred, that's a very helpful overview. And one thing that we wanted to make sure we covered for several of you who are providing local media updates is we wanted to make sure we were clear about what options Roaring Fork Valley residents and workers have for getting from, say, Rifle or Parachute over to the Roaring Fork Valley. So a quick note on local access. Fred, can you give us that quick update?
Yeah, Elise. So what we do at eastbound, it's the eastbound closure at mile mark 87 West Rifle, is we get everybody off there, but we keep Highway 6 open for local traffic only, at least, which carries them up to the exit 109 on I-70 and can get them to Glenwood Springs and then up Valley, Aspen, Carbondale, and El Chabal.
So that means, thank you, Fred, that means that until eastbound reopens, we've got folks detouring at exit 87 north if they are not local, if they're through traffic. If they're local, they are taking US 6 from exit 87 to exit 109 at I-70, getting back on I-70, heading east to Glenwood Springs. And we can answer any detailed follow-up questions about that at the end, of course. I know many of you are covering that very closely. Okay, so back to the big picture. We know many of you have questions about mudslides, the area where the flow came down yesterday and Saturday. And so we've got Bob Group on the call with us again today. He's CDOT's Geohazards Program Manager. And so he's got an overview of that location where the slide came down and then any updates that we might have today. Go ahead, Bob.
Thanks, Elise. For those of you who were on the call yesterday, we don't really have too much of an update in terms of conditions on the ground. One positive thing is that we modeled all of these drainages for debris flow potential after the fire last year, but you don't really know what you're going to run into in terms of actual events until we get the rainfall on the slope and you see, you know, how well reality correlates with the modeling that you were doing. And in our case, it actually correlated pretty well. So it doesn't do a whole lot for us in terms of highway opening, but it helps us kind of anticipate, you know, future impacts and event size. So the biggest variable right now is not necessarily conditions on the ground, but it's going to be the type of weather that we're getting, you know, how long these rainfall events are, how intense they are, and very specifically where they are located. So the two areas that flowed are in adjacent drainages. And, you know, one of them flowed one day, the next one flowed the next day. So really the only difference there was where the storm cells happened to come through and land on the ground there. So that just goes to show how sensitive this is to, you know, the location that those storm cells are tracking. So I think our biggest challenge going forward is going to be, you know, getting the forecasting of those events